From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Rick Rector on August 2nd vetoed the vacant building registry law as approved by the city's Common Council last month. Rector took the action following the public hearing. The law would require owners of vacant buildings to register the properties with the code enforcement office and pay a fine for each year the building remains unoccupied. Rector said he is supportive of the measure as approved by the council, but called for minor changes to the language before he signs it. He said, and I quote, "Even though it is a veto for administrative language changes, the intent and everything else in the law is still the same," end quote. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro agreed. He said, and I quote, "It, the veto, is really about making minor adjustments to the language, but it doesn't undercut the essential crux of the law," end quote. Fourth Ward Alderman Rich Vallow said the council is in contact with the mayor about those changes. Rector said he hopes changes could be made by the Common Council at its next meeting on August 13th. DiPietro said, and I quote, "I'm hoping we can fast-track this to get it approved within the next month or two," end quote. Editor's note, DiPietro is an active WGXE volunteer programmer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Planning Board has approved the site plan for a Dollar General retail store on Route 9G, allowing the bargain retail chain to move into town. The board voted 5-2 in favor of the proposal during a short meeting July 26. The two dissenting votes were cast by Planning Board Chairman Stephen Reynolds and Margaret Della Siapa. Before casting his vote, Reynolds said he did not think the town's scenic overlay, part of its zoning law, was carefully considered during the process, and he would submit a letter detailing his objections for the record. Della Siapa said the store's 71-foot length was in violation of the town's zoning law. The store will measure 9,100 square feet and be constructed on a 1.3-acre parcel of land with a 38-car parking lot. The project developer is Primex Properties. The meeting was attended by approximately 20 people, and attorney Jacob Lahm from McNamee and Lochner in Albany was present on behalf of Primex. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Visitors are now able to take self-guided tours of the former Catskill Game Farm. Tours are currently organized for August 12th, September 23rd, and November 3rd. Registration is required. Visitors have been allowed to conduct self-guided tours of the site for the past 4 years. To set a date and time, visitors must contact the site's owners, Kathy and Ben Ballone, in advance. The 150-acre Catskill Game Farm, located off Route 32 in Kistetom, was the first privately owned zoo in the United States. The site featured 3.5 miles of paved walkways and 130 structures. It closed its doors in 2006 after being in business for 73 years. Donations received for the tours are used for the necessary maintenance and upkeep of the property. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Tennessee Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. Democrats in the Rensselaer County Legislature have proposed a local law to prevent county departments and employees from profiling people seeking assistance. The law is in response to Sheriff Patrick Russo's decision to have his office participate in the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement 287G program. Under that program, two county corrections officers regularly check to see if county detainees may be in the county illegally. Minority Leader Peter Grimm said, and I quote, "This local law will guarantee that services and benefits will not be denied to someone based on race, nationality, language, and other characteristics. The law will undoubtedly protect many people from bigoted discrimination," end quote. A spokesman for County Executive Steve McLaughlin, a Republican, said, and I quote, "We will be happy to review the law, but we note that we do not engage in profiling. The Democrats' proposed law would prevent law enforcement from carrying out their duties and protecting the public," end quote. County residents may speak on the proposed law at the legislature's public forum, 6 p.m., August 8th, at the county's office building, 1600 7th Avenue in Troy. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.